Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Howard Bender, and you're listening to Quick Hits on the Fantasy Alarm Podcast. Well, folks, most drafts have already taken place, and here we are on Labor Day Monday, and maybe you still have one to go, but for the most part, your work is probably done. You've done all your prep work during the preseason. You've ranked your players. You've studied drafts. You've mock draft, hopefully, and learned what to do. And now you're just kind of sitting here with your final product, and you're just looking and itching for the regular season to get underway this week. But one of the biggest problems that I have seen now, and this is all based on the emails I've received, tweets, Facebook posts, everything like that, that people are sitting there and are just looking for a way to blow up their team. They're looking for an excuse to lose it all right now before we've even seen one snap in the NFL regular season. And it blows me away. So what I'm here to do is I'm here to give you five mistakes to avoid after draft day. That's right. From the end of your draft to the start of the regular season, here are five things that you need to avoid in order not to blow up your team. Now, they're all sort of intertwined with each other, but saying one really long reason why you shouldn't blow up your draft and giving you five quick reasons not to do or things not to do makes it sound a little bit better. So here we go, guys. You ready? Number one, do not make a move for the sake of making a move. It's okay to just leave your team alone from the end of your draft to the start of the regular season. If you've done your homework and you've done the proper research and you've figured out your draft strategy and it worked well for you, or even if it didn't work that great, but it still worked reasonably, just let it marinate. There's no reason to make a move. I mean, unless you're dealing with a major injury or one of your guys got cut, and I mean legitimately cut, not Justin Forsett cut, but legitimately cut, then you don't need to make a move. And don't worry about the hype that's coming up right now that people are yammering on, beat writers are yammering on about players who just made the 53-man roster. Listen, you just went through a draft of 15, 16, 20 rounds, whatever it might be. Everybody in your league passed on these guys. Did they pass on them because they're all stupid? Probably not. They passed on them because you all drafted much more productive players or players who have higher ceilings, more upside, whatever the case might be. But don't sit there and start to play around with the waiver wire and whatnot just because you're antsy. That's not an excuse. So that's number one. Number two, mistake that you need to avoid is not to panic. I've seen it a million times, whether it's a big injury that happens or whether, you know, you get news that somebody got cut, panic ensues. And rather than actually think things through and investigate what the situation is, you go blindly into the trade market or into the waiver period and you blow everything up and you ruin things. So panic is probably one of the worst things that you can do. I'll give you a couple of examples. Everybody's freaking out about Dak Prescott. Well, yeah, okay, so Dak Prescott's now the starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. Is his offensive line great? Yes, it is. But there's no way you can sit here and tell me that it's worth your time or it's worth energy to pick up Dak Prescott and drop already proven productive talent. I've had questions asking me, should I drop Marcus Mariota for Dak Prescott? Should I drop Jameis Winston for Dak Prescott? Should I drop Ryan Fitzpatrick for Dak Prescott? And my answer is an unequivocal no. Doesn't matter what Prescott has done during the preseason. It's what's going to happen in the regular season. And you just don't know. So if you've got a quarterback who has proven himself in the NFL already, like Mariota, then there's no reason to go after Dak Prescott. Why? Because there's upside? Because you're a Cowboys fan? That doesn't work. Listen, I mentioned Forsett earlier, And the problem with dropping, you know, Justin Forsett, everybody got word that he was cut, but very few people actually sat and investigated what the situation was behind that cut. Did you guys know that it was because the other guys weren't going to be, were going to have to clear waivers and probably would have been picked up, and that Forsett didn't need to clear waivers, and so therefore the team arranged something with him? If you didn't investigate that and you didn't look at that, then you probably dropped Justin Forsett for some, I don't know, possible running back 4 on some crappy team. You can't do that. So panic is the worst thing that you can do. If something happens to somebody on your team, investigate it first. At least you can do that right now. If it's in the middle of the season, it's a different story. If you have to get to the waiver wire quickly because you don't use fab budget and it's first come, first serve, well, fine. That's a different story. But don't do it blindly here before the season starts. Number 3 on my list is don't make a trade that doesn't immediately upgrade you. Listen, everybody's going to sit there and move around their league and say, hey, let me trade you this, let me give you that. Those people that are seeking out trades are those who are not confident in what they did during their draft. Maybe they botched a pick. Maybe they weren't paying attention and they got auto-picked on somebody and stuck with that player. Whatever the case may be, unless the trade is going to immediately upgrade you, and I'm not saying, you know, it has to be a high-end wideout or a high-end running back. You can trade somebody. If you have Latavius Murray, you can trade for DeAndre Washington if it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg, because that handcuff is going to ultimately improve your roster. But if you're just sitting there and you're like, ah, well, I wish I had more wide receiver depth. Let me trade Devontae Booker for, you know, somebody's wide receiver 4. Well, that's just stupidity. You know, I mean, it doesn't upgrade you. You're trading for bench depth that you may not even use for the rest of the season. So don't do that. Don't make a trade unless you automatically see that something that is going to happen there is going to upgrade you. Number 4 on my list is don't overspend on your fab budget too early. Now, when it's during the regular season and you need to be aggressive early because a running back got hurt and there's a new number 1 in town, that's fine. Then use your budget. Use your money. Be aggressive early on. But right now, before the season starts, you got all these guys who are picking up like Rob Kelly or Terrence West or Eli Rogers. And I mean, it's just utterly ridiculous. If these guys are sitting out there, nobody drafted them. Again, nobody drafted them for a reason. So to sit there and start blowing your fab budget because Rob Kelly might be the handcuff to Matt Jones, or Terrence West might get an equal number of carries as Justin Forsett, or Eli Rogers going to see 3 targets a game, whatever that case may be, stop blowing your fab budget. Stop blowing your waiver priority on these guys. It's a huge, huge mistake, because you're going to end up spending a couple of bucks here and there in the first week, the second week, and by all of a sudden, by the time it's week 6 or week 7 rolling around, you're dealing with bye weeks, you're dealing with injuries, you have nothing in your fab budget left, and you're screwed, because everybody's just going to completely overbid you, outbid you, and you're going to be left with absolutely nobody. So hold on to that waiver priority right now. Hold on to that fab budget. Again, there's nobody out there between today and Thursday who is going to make that significant of a difference that it's worth spending any kind of major percentage of your fab budget. And my 5th thing that I want to list here, the 5th mistake to avoid after draft day, don't overthink your week 1 lineup. I have gotten now multiple emails and multiple tweets of people who want to sit Antonio Brown, or asking. I don't know if they want to. That might be a strong way to put it. But they ask, should I sit Antonio Brown because he's going to be getting Josh Norman in week 1? Do I sit AJ Green in week 1 because he's going to be on Revis Island? You got to be kidding me. Did you not think about these things before you drafted them? If you did, and you drafted them anyway, then you got to play them. I'm just saying, you got to play your studs. If you overthink these early first week lineups, I mean, you're going to kill yourself. That means you're going to end up micromanaging your team the entire rest of the season, and you're going to make moves that are going to ultimately hurt you in the end. How many times are you going to leave quality points on your bench in exchange for what? Peace of mind that Darrell Revis is going to, you know, shut down your wide receiver. Let Revis shut down your wide receiver. Don't be the guy who shuts down your own wide receiver. Let Josh Norman handle Antonio Brown, not you. Huge, huge mistake. So again, just to recap here, five mistakes you need to avoid after draft day. Number one, you don't make a move just for the sake of making moves. Number two, don't panic. Investigate your roster and your players before you drop anybody and make any kind of a deal or a pickup. Number three, do not make a deal that doesn't immediately upgrade your team. It is way too early, and you haven't seen anybody play yet to make these kind of determinations and make these trades of big-time guys or even just good, solid guys. So don't make a trade that doesn't upgrade you immediately. Number four, don't overspend on your fab budget too early, and do not blow your waiver priority before week one. And the fifth thing again, do not overthink your lineup choices for week one. Play your studs. That's why you drafted them. That's why they were your first five picks. Do not sit them on the bench unless they are dead. Bottom line. So there you have it, guys. The last thing you want to do is make these stupid moves and be this guy. When just a little bit of patience and a little bit of savvy will make you this guy at the end of week one.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. So thanks so much for tuning in. Best of luck to you if you still have to draft. Best of luck to you in your week one matchup. This has been Howard Bender at RotoBuzzGuy for Quick Hits on the Fantasy Alarm Podcast. Take care.